In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shouting.
So today we have the gospel telling of Peter coming out to Christ when Christ is walking on the water. Now, you normally notice the parts of Christ walking on the water. You know, you notice Peter coming to him and Peter losing faith and crying out. But the context is kind of important as well. It mentions that it's the fourth watch of the night. If you don't know what that means it's, you know, the darkest part of the night, the very end of the night. And it says that they weren't making very good progress because the wind was against them and the waves were beating the boat. So the disciples already were in not a great place. They already were getting tossed around in the middle of the night, which, as you can imagine, would not be a very fun experience, when they see something walking to them on the water. And it says that they're terrified, thinking they saw a ghost. But what happens? Peter says, "Lord, if it is you, call me to you." And it's amazing. We often think about his failure in this. We think about him looking and seeing the wind, as it says, being surrounded by the winds and waves and losing faith. But we don't think about the fact that he steps out of the boat. Of the 12 disciples, he's the one who cries out and says, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come to you." And he's the one who then actually steps out. He steps out in faith. Peter's the one who's quite often the first to do many things. He's more often than not the first to open his mouth. When Christ says that he's going to have to go and be crucified, Peter says, "Nope, I'm not going to allow that to happen." And Christ rebukes him, says, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter, when the Lord says, "Who do men say I am?" Peter's the first to answer, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So we have times when he answers quickly and in a sense gives the wrong answers, and time when he answers quickly and gives the right answer. But he's always willing to step out in faith. Such a great thing that we see is the fact that he's willing to do this thing that the other disciples are not. And so he steps out into the water, and then he sees what's going on around him, and he starts to sink, and he cries out, "Lord, save me." So there's two things that happen. He steps onto the water, he steps out in faith, but then when he sees what's going on around him, he starts to sink. But when he starts to sink, he looks back to the Lord. It's often taught, the fathers teach, that what happens is when he steps onto the water, he loses sight of Christ. He stops looking at Christ, and he looks at what's going on around him. He sees the wind, he sees the waves, and that's when he starts to sink. It's from taking his eyes off of Christ that causes him to sink. But then he has the right response. He doesn't reach around and try to get back to the boat or anything like that. He looks again to Christ and says, "Lord, save me." There's a great lesson here. There are times when we step out in faith, and there are times when, after we step out in faith, our faith falters. Maybe because we see that things aren't quite what we expected. Maybe there are things that are coming that are overwhelming us. But no matter what happens, we should then look to the Lord and say, "Lord, save me." It seems like it would be the logical thing when you're on the water and you start to sink to not reach out to the Lord, but to reach back for the boat, to reach back for what feels like safety. But as I mentioned before, the boat wasn't even safe before the Lord showed up. The boat wasn't even safe before Peter stepped out. It was that stormy night, and that's how the world is. When we take a step of faith like Peter did, and we walk towards the Lord, and then we get surrounded by whatever happens, or things are not going our way, and we get distracted by those things, we should remember that turning back, looking back to the boat, is still looking back to the world. That there's no true safety there, that the only place where there is safety is in our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And look what happens. He says, "Lord, save me." And the Lord rebukes him, says, "Oh man of little faith, why do you not believe?" But what does he do? He rebukes him, but he also does save him. He also takes him, and they go back to the boat, and the boat makes it to the land. So we see what we should do in all instances. We should look to the Lord. And we should look to Him no matter what happens, no matter what's going on around us. And here's the final thing I want to point out. That Peter stepped out in faith. He took that step in faith and started to sink. And then reached out to the Lord and said, "Lord, save me." And so the Lord brought him back to the boat. But then look what happened to the 11 apostles, the ones who didn't step out, the ones who didn't ask the Lord to bid them to come to Him. They too were saved. They too went from being in a boat in the middle of the night that was not making progress because the wind was against them and the waves were beating them, to getting to where they were going. And so even though they didn't take that step in faith, they still were saved by Christ. And so what that points out is there are times when we don't take that step in faith, and yet we are battered by that which is going on. But ultimately, we should look to Christ, knowing that Christ is the one who saves us, knowing that Christ is our only true deliverance and our only source of hope and joy, that all that there is in the world that gives us hope and that gives us joy comes from God, and that He is truly the one that we should reach out like Peter and say, "Lord, save me." To His glory, that of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.